If you want to share a positive story and send it to the universe, 855-905-8255, you call me. The show is made for that. Sheila, bonjour.
Bonjour, Simon.
Bonjour, Sheila. So I understand that you and your boyfriend found a way to still do romantic things outside. So what is it you guys are doing?
So we've been doing 6 feet away picnics. For a couple of reasons, we haven't been able to be in direct contact with each other, but we still try to. He will come over every weekend, and we'll do a 6 feet away picnic in the backyard, and he'll cook all of this amazing food and bring it over, and then we'll wear masks and, you know, stay 6 feet away, but we'll just be able to enjoy each other's company and enjoy a delicious picnic, and then we'll usually spend some more time watching a show together from 6 feet apart.
Wow. How did that make you feel every time you do that?
It's definitely hard because we're not able to, like, you know, be in physical contact with each other, but I think it makes it so much better to know that I'm able to see him at least and kind of like be with him and enjoy these romantic and really special moments with him despite everything.
I like that. You know what? We do the best with what you've got, right? It's not perfect for anybody, but I like how you guys found a way, picnic 6 feet away. Just one question. What's the favorite dish in the picnic? What's the one thing at every picnic you like to eat?
He's a baker, and he bakes bread, and he makes this amazing, like, bread loaf. He always brings that.
I like that. I need that, actually, if you could bring it to me.
Yeah.
I'm a bit jealous. Sheila, thank you so much for sharing that story. I appreciate it, and I wish you a good night.
Good night, Simon.
Coming up, I'm going to play that voicemail because Emily sent it to me. She has a question about her boyfriend. Something is in the way of romance. Let's figure out what it is. Her voicemail is next.